奉主耶稣圣名，在这边来正道，跟弟兄姐妹一起来聚会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I will bear testimony for the truth and also have a worship service with all brothers and sisters.
感谢主的带领，能够有机会来到我们伊丽莎白教会。
I thank for the guidance of the Lord that I have this opportunity to come to Elizabeth Church.
也让我们在这里一起来敬拜神。
So that we can worship God together here.
因为今天安息日，我想借这个机会，跟大家来介绍国外一些地区的圣工。
So today I would like to use this opportunity to introduce you the sacred work in all the countries.
也希望我们能够把它放在祷告里面。
I also hope that we can remember this in our prayer.
我们先来看约翰福音第四章。
Let's turn to John chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章。
John chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章，我们看35节。
Verse 35。
第四章35节。
John chapter 4, verse 35.
你念。
John chapter 4, verse 35. Do you not say, 4 months more and then the harvest? I tell you, open your eyes and look at the field. They are ripe for harvest.
这里主耶稣讲了一句话。
Jesus said this.
说到收割的时候不是还有4个月吗？
Do you not say 4 months more and then the harvest?
但是你们要举目向田观看。
But now, lift your eyes and look at the fields.
庄稼已经熟了，可以收割了。
The harvest is ripe and we can reap now.
我们真教会有两大使命。
True Jesus Church has two main missions.
就是主耶稣吩咐我们的。
Which is commanded by Jesus.
第一个就是对外要传福音，引人归真。
And the first mission is to preach gospel to the whole world, to bring them to the truth.
第二就是对内要牧养主羊来建立教会。
The second mission is to feed the sheep in the Lord to build up the church.
当然有时候人有人的看法。
Sometimes we human have our own opinions.
也有时间的限制。
Sometimes we're limited by our time.
在地面上也有这个时间的撒种跟收割。
In a harvest, there is a time to sow the seed and to harvest.
但是在神的时候来看。
But in the eyes of God,
他就不受时间的来限制。
He's not limited by time.
所以我们要举目来向田观看。
So we should lift our eyes and look at the field.
我们知道撒种跟收割都有它的时候。
We know there's a time to sow and a time to reap.
那在末世的时候。
Now in the end times,
应该是收割的时期了。
This is supposedly a harvest time.
那圣经主耶稣告诉我们说，举目向田观看。
So Jesus said here to lift up eyes and look at the fields.
那这个田地在哪里
？Where is the field?
这个田地我们可以从四方面来看。
We can interpret the field from four perspectives.
第一个就是人的心。
First, the field represents the heart of man.
主耶稣在马太福音13章有讲过一段比喻。
In Matthew chapter 13, Jesus gave this parable.
这一段比喻当中，主耶稣用四种土地。
In this parable, Jesus used four different kinds of soil.
来告诉我们，人的心就好像这四块心田。
To represent four kinds of hearts, attitude of mankind.
有撒在路旁的。
First of all, there is the seed that sowed to the side of road.
有撒在石头地的。
Some seed was sowed to a stony ground.
有撒在荆棘里面的。
Some seed were sown to a field with thorns.
也有撒在好土地的。
And lastly, there are seeds sown to the a good soil.
那其实我们可以知道，每个人的心就好像一块田地。
The heart of a man is like a field.
有些人很容易接受福音。
Some people can easily accept the gospel.
有些人却被荆棘缠累。
However, some whose heart is entangled by the thorns and thistles.
有些也像在路旁，有的也像在石头地。
Some's heart is like a stony ground or at the roadside.
所以主耶稣讲这个比喻啊，也有他的一个道理跟教训。
So, Jesus had a purpose when he gave this a parable.
那这一块田地啊，第二方面我们可以看一个人的家庭。
The second perspective on the field is it represents the family.
神的救恩是要临到每个家庭。
The salvation of God is intended to be given to every family.
有时候神在拣选一个人。
Sometimes God chose one person.
也借着一个人来带领全家。
And then through that person,try to save his entire family.
所以我们对家庭啊，也要好好去栽种，也要好好去浇灌。
So we must spend time and effort to cultivate the salvation in the family.
因为神他把救恩的对象就是看在家庭。
Because God's salvation is intended for the whole family.
所以家庭是一块田地。
So family can be considered as a field.
那我们今天啊，教会也是一块田地。
And thirdly, the church can be considered as a field.
这个哥林多前书第三章有这样写。
In First Corinthians chapter 3, it says.
说保罗啊，栽种。
It mentioned that Paul sowed the seed.
亚波罗浇灌。
And Apollo waters.
那神使它生长。
But only God make it grow.
栽种的算不得什么。
So the sower does not count anything.
那浇灌的也算不得什么。
Neither is the person who waters.
只在那叫它生长的神。
And the most important one is God who can make the seed grow.
圣经告诉我们说，我们就是神所耕种的田地。
And then the Bible says we are the field of God.
是他所建造的房屋。
We are the house he built.
所以教会也像一块田地一样。
So the church is like a field.
我们也要好好去耕耘，好好去建立。
So we must cultivate and work on this field.
你就会看到教会未来的一个景象。
And then you will see a good prospect for the church.
因为它是神所祝福的。
Because church is blessed by God.
那第四方面就是这个世界。
The fourth perspective on field is it represents this world.
这个世界就是一块田地。
The entire world can be considered as a field.
主耶稣说这个福音要传遍天下。
Jesus says this gospel will be spread throughout the whole world.
要对万民做见证。
That we shall bear witness for all the nations.
然后末期才来到。
Then the last day will arrive.
那今天我们也是一样。
Likewise today.
看到主耶稣他为了拯救世人道成肉身来到世上。
We know that Jesus come to the world to save all the people.
他也为我们死在十字架上。
And he also died for us on the cross.
然后主耶稣从死复活升天。
And then Jesus resurrected from death, and then he ascended to heaven.
然后赐下圣灵。
Then he gave Holy Spirit.
并且啊，主耶稣特别告诉门徒。
Jesus specifically commanded to his disciples.
说你们要在耶路撒冷等候。
That first you must wait in Jerusalem.
等候圣灵的降临。
You must wait for the coming of the Holy Spirit.
当圣灵降临在你们身上。
When the Holy Spirit comes upon you,
你们就要得着能力。
You will receive power.
在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极，来为主做见证。
Then you will be my witness in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth.
啊，所以我们今天也可以看到福音的工作一步一步的延伸。
So that's why we can see, the evangelical work is a gradually progress.
啊，从一个点到一个线。
It starts from one particular point, and then sort of then enlarge its scope.
啊，从线延伸到面。
Like from a point, it become to a line, a line become a surface.
啊，然后建立一个体。
And then eventually, an entire body is built.
那今天我们教会啊，就是主耶稣的身体。
So today, the church is the body of Christ.
啊，所以我们世界各地的教会都是有联络的。
And all true church in the world are connected together.
啊，所以我们应该共同啊，能够啊，看见神所托付给我们的使命。
So together we shall be able to see the mission that God has given to us.
啊，感谢神的啊这个带领。
I thank for the guidance of God.
也照着他所应许的。
That according to his according to his promise.
啊，真教会在1917年圣灵亲自建立之后。
True Jesus Church was established in the year of 1917 by the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵很奇妙的工作啊，就在中国开始动工。
First, through the miraculous work of Holy Spirit, the sacred work started in China.
啊，当时初期的工人啊，他们就是本着圣经的真理。
The early workers, they preach according to the truth in the Bible.
还有圣灵的见证。
And also according to the testimony from the Holy Spirit.
啊，跟这个神迹奇事，神的全能。
And further witness with the miracle, the testimony of the miracles.
啊，来传扬神的福音。
So they preach the gospel of God.
啊，所以在1917年之后。
So since a year 1917,
啊，短短的三十多年时间，
within 30 year of times,
啊，就在中国啊，建立了啊很多教会。
Many churches in China were established.
那这个当中啊，这个福音也传到南洋啊各地方。
During that three-decade period, the gospel was also preached to the Southeast Asia.
那有些地方啊，也借着移民啊，跟信徒青年的留学啊，或者工作啊，就把福音的种子带到那个地方去了。
And sometimes through immigration, or sometimes the student went to abroad to study, the seed of the truth or salvation was brought there too.
啊，所以有时候借着一个人或者一个家庭啊，慢慢这个福音就发展起来。
Sometimes through one individual, sometimes through one family.The gospel was gradually spread.
啊，就像我们美国的教会也是一样。
Just like the church in United States.
啊，那我现在要简单来介绍我们啊国外有些地区的圣工情况。
Now I would like to give brief introduction on the sacred work in all the countries.
啊，我们啊真耶稣教会初期就是在中国大陆啊来兴起的。
We know that a True Jesus Church initially started in mainland China.
啊，我们教会啊建立的精神啊，就是自立、自扬、自传。
At the time, we based on principle, the church is supported and financially by itself and preach by its own worker.
啊，真耶稣教会有圣灵的同在。
But more importantly, True Jesus Church has the abidance of Holy Spirit.
啊，也传扬全备的福音。
We also preach the complete gospel.
而且在圣工上也是蒙神的带领。
And also in the sacred work, God really guided us.
那在1925年跟26年啊，就啊陆续传到台湾跟南洋各地。
In the year 1925 or 1926, the gospel was spread to Taiwan and also Southeast Asia countries.
啊，那以台湾来讲，
for example, on Taiwan, the case for Taiwan.
目前台湾有50,000多信徒。
Currently, in Taiwan, we have about 50,000 believers.
啊，分成七个教区。
There were about seven regions in Taiwan.
啊，有两 276间教会。
There are 276 churches in Taiwan.
啊，台湾的教会在组织制度上啊也比较健全。
The churches in Taiwan is a very is very mature in terms of the organization.
啊，它有100多位的传道人。
There are about 100 some pastors.
哦，所以在各地来讲，工人比较充足的当然是在台湾。
So there's a very good number of workers in Taiwan.
啊，所以有时候就协助啊其他地区的教会。
So Taiwan often take the responsibility to help churches in other countries.
啊，我们知道教会本来就是要互相联系的。
We know that among churches, there should be we should help each other.
啊，能够互相支援，彼此联络。
We should communicate with each other and support each other.
啊，来建造基督的身体。
So that the body of Christ can be built.
啊，那这个之后福音传到南洋。
And also, the gospel was preached to the South Asia countries.
啊，南洋有马来西亚、新加坡、印尼等地
，which include Malaysia, Singapore, and Indonesia.
啊，以及这个沙巴。
Also, 沙巴怎么讲？沙巴。OK。
那沙巴也是属马来西亚。
沙巴 also belong to Malaysia.
啊，但是它是。属于东马来西亚。
It's considered as East Malaysia.
啊，那我们先谈沙巴。
Now let's talk about 沙巴。
因为沙巴啊，就是在菲律宾底下。
It is very close to Philippines.
啊，它是属这个啊，噶里曼丹这个大岛最北端。
It's the this island called Kalimantan. It's the northern part.
啊，那你如果看沙巴的地图啊，它就像一个狗的头一样。
If you look at the map of Sabah, it's like the head of a dog.
啊，那我们教会就分布在这个地图上面。
And our church is spread on this map.
啊，它有70-80间的教会。
There are about 70 to 80 churches there.
啊，有12,000多位信徒。
About 12,000 believers there.
啊，沙巴能够传进去啊，就是很奇妙啊的一个工作。
It is really a miraculous work of God that the gospel was preached to Sabah.
啊，它早期啊，就是从一本圣灵报传进去的。
Initially, it was actually through one the Holy Spirit Times magazine.
啊，当初新加坡有一个啊人他。拿到这个圣灵报的时候，把这个圣灵报看了一遍，觉得很好。
Initially, one person in Singapore saw this Holy Spirit monthly magazine, and he considered it very good.
啊，然后就把这个道理啊介绍给他的朋友。
Then he introduced the truth to his friend.
而后他的朋友啊就来啊信主。
And then his friend came to believe the Lord.
啊，就来查考这个真理。
And he studied the truth.
啊，然后这个福音的种子就在沙巴开始萌芽。
And so, the seed of gospel was sown, in Saba.
啊，沙巴除了啊这个华人之外
，so, in Saba, the believer in addition to Chinese.
啊，他还有一些土著。
There's also some Aboriginal people there.
啊，大概分布在这个槟香岸跟拿巴万的地区。
So it's the churches are in these two specific areas.
啊，他们一般都是住木造的房屋。
And the Aborigines live in a wooden house.
啊，那我们教会这个福音工作啊，啊也是有传道人啊，他们进去内陆。把这个福音带进去。
So, church workers sometimes travel to inland to preach gospel.
啊，我之前去过沙巴几次。
I have visited Sabah a couple times.
啊，有一次刚好有一个教会刚成立。
Once a church was just newly established.
啊，这个教会叫卡达利路斯。
The church is called Kadalilus.
啊，他能够成立教会也是非常奇妙。
It's actually a miracle that a church can be established in that place.
啊，因为这个村庄啊，就是有一个行邪术的人叫 Luno.
Because originally, there is a person who practice a witchcraft.
啊，那他因为行邪术，所以全村的人有些人有什么病痛会找他。
So originally, whenever people in that village sick, they will come to seek his help.
啊，但是很奇怪的，他的太太却被魔鬼捆绑，发疯非常严重。
But his own wife is possessed by a demon and was mad and.
那而后啊，就是啊，因为啊，有人介绍他要信真耶稣教会。
So later, someone introduced him to believe True Jesus Church.
你的太太才会得到平安。
They say, "You must believe in Jesus in True Jesus Church, then your wife's illness will be healed."
后来他真的就是决心信主。
So he finally decided to believe in the Lord.
啊，就离弃这些偶像、行邪术的一些捆绑，啊，就全家来归主。
So he gave up all the witchcraft he practiced and then devote himself to the Lord and his wife was healed.
啊，还有弟兄姐妹啊，非常同心的啊，帮助他们祷告。
Also during this process, our brother sister pray for his family with one heart.
啊，这个魔鬼啊，就从他太太身上就出去了。
And indeed, the demon left from this person's wife.
那当中也经过一段时间的征战。
It was a spiritual battle in this whole process.
啊，也让我们看到神的全能。
And we actually witness the power of God.
啊，后来这个村庄的人就看到这个 Luno 的太太得到医治啊，就啊觉得很惊讶。
So when the entire village people saw Luno's wife was healed, they were amazed.
啊，所以陆陆续续啊就开始来啊听福音。
So gradually, they come to seek and listen to the truth.
那感谢主，现在卡达里路斯也有300多位信徒。
We thank the Lord, and now in this place, Kadalilus, there are about 300 believers.
啊，所以也建立了一间教会。
So a church was established in that place.
那我们要谈国家的时候，顺便提一件事，就是在1997年的时候。
Also in the year 1997.
啊，这个联总在新加坡开会。
International Assembly had a meeting in Singapore.
那因为当时啊有一个议决。
At time there was one resolution.
啊，就是每个国家每个总会哈，能够帮助一个地区的开拓圣工。
The resolution was each country where there's a General Assembly and they need to help another countries to develop a holy work.
啊，因为我们在外面的工人啊，其实是不够的。
Because we really lack a sacred workers.
所以后来这个沙巴他们就啊负担一个责任地区，就是菲律宾。
So the area of Sabah decided say they will help to develop sacred work in the country of Philippines.
啊，那我们菲律宾啊，目前也有20多间教会。
Right now, in the country of Philippines, we have about 20 some churches.
那菲律宾是怎么传进去的
？So how did the gospel was preached to Philippines?
啊，菲律宾它早期的时候啊，我们并没有人去传福音。
In early times, there was no person sent to Philippines to preach.
啊，而是从新加坡那时候有一个东南亚啊这个。我们的这个西半球，我们那时候有一个啊，这个文宣啊，文宣的一个啊，这个布道的刊物从新加坡寄到菲律宾去。
Instead, it was actually a literature, a church literature was mailed to Philippine countries.
啊，那在菲律宾的地方啊，有一个牧师。
a pastor of other denominations in Philippians.
这个牧师啊，叫做 Torres.
His name is Torres.
他有一次啊，被他的总教会啊，安排到原来的神学院去进修。
So once he was sent by his own church to go to a theological seminar to study.
那他在进修之后啊，想说既然课程结束要回到他家乡，他想带一些福音刊物传单回去分给他乡村的人。
So after he concluded study there, he planned to collect some more church literature to bring back his own hometown.
结果到图书馆去找。
So he went to the library to search.
这个管理的主任啊，告诉他说，传单都没有了。
The librarian told him that there's no more gospel pamphlet.
那墙壁啊有两包啊这个小册，你可以拿去。
He said, in the corner there, there is a pamphlet. You can take those home.
所以他就拿了那两包小册。
So he took two package of pamphlet with him.
就带回去。
And he went home.
他的家乡。
In his hometown.
就是满西林冈。
The hometown is called 满西林冈。
他就那个小册是包起来，但是上面都灰尘了。
The package of pamphlet was wrapped and it's filled with on the surface there's a lot of dust there.
那他把它拆开以后。
When he opened the package,
里面就是一本生命之道。
It was actually the literature of our Chuji Church. It's called the Way of Life, the Truth of Life.
有一本就是真耶稣教会基本信仰。
Another book is the Basic Doctrine of Chuji Church.
那这两本他看了以后。
So when he finished reading these two books,
就觉得很感动。
He was greatly touched.
他告诉他的教会的长老
，He told the elder of his church，
他们是属于五旬节系统的教会。
This pastor of other denomination belong to the Pentecostal churches。
他告诉长老说，有一个教会啊，这个道理哦都是根据圣经。
He said, there's a church, they preach gospel completely according to the gospel, to the Bible。
我们应该来追求。
We should seek for the truth.
这个长老也是很谦卑。
And the elder in that church was very humble.
就跟这个牧师啊，就写信到新加坡。
So together they wrote letters to Singapore.
希望有人啊去传福音，能够跟他们谈论这个真理。
They requested someone be sent to Philippines to help them to understand the truth.
那后来联总就派了两个梯次过去。
So the International Assembly of Chuji Church sent two groups of workers to there.
在谈论道理的过程里面。
In the process of teaching them the truth.
他们很有心要归真。
They discover these people are very they really would like to accept the truth.
后来这个牧师跟长老还有几一些信徒啊，就归到我们教会来。
So as a result, this pastor, the elders, and some believers were converted to our church.
那这个菲律宾的教会啊，第一间就是满西林冈。
So the first church in Philippines is in the town of 满西林冈。
那后来有的信徒啊也把这个福音带到马尼拉。
And later, some believer brought this truth to Manila.
跟这个明达纳尔。
Also, Mindanao.
因为菲律宾的北边就是马尼拉这个马尼拉，北部是马尼拉。
Manila is located in the northern part of Philippines.
中部是满西林冈。
The middle part is 满西林冈。
南部就是明达纳尔。
And southern part is called Mindanao.
那我们教会哈、比较多的地方是在明达纳。
Currently our church, most of our church is located in the southern part, 明达纳。
这个明达纳尔90%都是回教徒。
Actually, 90% of residents in that area are Muslims.
我们也有一个教会，是靠近这个 啊，这个阿布沙亚的地方。
We have a church near a place called Abu Saya.
啊，所以要到那边去工作啊，有时候比较困难。
Sometimes it's very difficult to send worker to those places.
啊，但是我们教会在那边啊，大家都非常和谐。
All the church, Chuzhi church in those areas, they were very in a very harmonious condition.
啊，因为安全上治安不是很好。
Even though the safety in those areas is not good.
我们明达那尔有一间教会叫帕卡蒂亚教会。
In Mindanao area, there's a church called Pagadia.
啊，这一间教会是比较大。
This church it's considered a large church.
那附近有一间教会叫甘东岸。
Another church called Gandoan in the neighborhood.
啊，这一间教会我们去访问的时候。
So when we were visiting those church,
啊，也觉得很特殊的一间会堂。
We felt they have a very unique chapel.
啊，因为它整个会堂除了屋顶跟地板之外，全部都是椅子做竹子做的。
Because the chapel were basically made of bamboo. But the thing not bamboo is the roof and the floor.
啊，门窗啦，椅子啦，讲台啦，都是竹子做的。
So all the windows, the doors, and even the chairs are made of bamboo.
啊，我问负责人说，这一间会堂花了多少钱？
So I asked the church board members how much they spent building this chapel.
啊，他告诉我差不多美金2000块。
He said about US dollars.
啊，他们虽然生活是清苦的。
Even though they live in a very poor condition.
啊，但是因为主耶稣的恩典啊，跟他们同在。
The grace of Lord was with them.
啊，他们那边附近都是甘蔗园。
Those areas were both basically they grow sugar cane.
那菲律宾虽然我们已经开拓了20年。
We have preached gospel to Philippine area for about 20 years.
啊，但是我们在2年前啊，觉得这个地方要发展的话，不能原地踏步。
So two years ago, we think the progress, examined the progress of development in church in Philippines, we think it's still too slow.
啊，福音要发展哦，一定要本土化。
So in order to really advance the preaching in those areas more, we really need to train more native workers.
啊，所以去年九月的时候。
So about a year ago, September last year.
啊，我们去菲律宾，啊，就啊招收几位神学生。
So we went to Philippines and we recruited several theological seminar students.
啊，他们都很有心来。啊，献身啊，为了教会的发展。
They are all devoted to a full-time minister to help the development of church.
啊，所以从今年的一月开始。
So starting from January this year.
啊，我们就开始为六个神学生上课。
So we started give classes to this six theological seminar students.
啊，那也有几位长子案例来协助教会的圣工。
We also ordain several deacons and elders in those churches.
那因为要训练，也要一个地点，所以在满西林甘教会附近就盖了一个训练中心。
In order to train workers there, we need a training center. So in the area of 满西林甘we build a training center.
啊，那沙巴总会啊也投入很多人力。啊，物力跟财力。
The General Assembly of Sabah also devoted a lot of help to help the churches in Philippines.
那也有我们国外的教会关心他们。
Also a church in other area also help the development of Philippine church.
那再来就是这个马来西亚。
Now let's talk about churches in Malaysia.
啊，沙巴是属东马。
We know Sabah belong to East Malaysia.
那马来西亚是这个半岛是西边的，叫西马。
And then the peninsula part is called the West Malaysia.
那马来西亚最南端是新加坡。
And the southernmost tip of the peninsula is Singapore.
啊，北端是泰国。
And the northern part is Thailand.
那马来西亚的教会，感谢主，这几年发展很快。
We thank the Lord, the churches in Malaysia developed rapidly in the last couple years.
他们有五六千位信徒。
There are about 5,000 to 6,000 believers there.
他们只有六个传道人。
But they only have six full-time ministers.
要牧养25间教会。
And they are, they have to pastor 25 churches.
那最近几年啊，主耶稣也特别恩待他们。
In the last few years, the grace of the Lord is especially upon them.
有些会堂啊都更新。
Many chapels were renewed.
让他们有一个比较宽敞的地方可以聚会。
So they have more space worshiping God.
目前马来西亚它是属于一个回教国家。
The country of Malaysia is basically a Muslim country.
所以现在有一些新成立的地区要这个成立教会常常都是不被容许的。
So, when we want to establish new churches, many times the government did not allow or prohibit this to, this establishment of new churches.
因为我们有的会堂是在这个社区里面。
Because sometimes we want to build a chapel in certain community.
目前比较大的就是在双溪大连。
The area that's we have the largest group of members is in a place called 双溪大连。
这个教会因为是早期就盖好的教会。
The chapel was built many years ago.
所以有相关的文件，所以就可以盖会堂。
Because at the time they all get a permit from government, so they can rebuild the chapel there.
那有些地方因为刚成立申请上就比较困难。
But for newly established churches, it will be very difficult to get permit from government.
但是我们也相信神的道并不因为这样而被捆绑。
We believe that the word of God will not be constrained by this.
反而他们很积极的去传福音。
So all the believers are still preaching gospel very actively.
那在沙巴跟印尼的地方我们如果布道会要发传单，传单上面一定要印本传单不发给回教徒。
In the area of Sabah or Indonesia, when we preach gospel, we print the pamphlet, we must put a word, say this pamphlet will not be distributed to Muslim.
这也有他们这个规定。
Because this is the government regulation.
那感谢主，马来西亚他要协助印度。
We thank the Lord, Malaysia decided to help the churches in India.
因为印度是他们的责任区域。
They decided India is in their, responsibility.
那我们印度目前就是有两个系统的教会。
There are two systems of churches in the country of India.
因为1932年成立的教会是 mission.
The churches established at year 1932 was called True Jesus Church Mission.
所以我们用中文称作真耶稣教团。
So, we use a Chinese term to call mission. Okay, True Jesus Church Mission there.
那这是1932年的。
So this system of churches was established in 1932.
当时有一个印度人叫做 Ponaya.
At the time, there was a India person called Tonaya.
他到马来西亚的怡保得到真道之后，就把福音带回去。
He went to the Ipoh city in Malaysia, received the truth and brought back truth to his hometown.
那当中也经过战乱，所以教会之间也失去联系。
Then because of World War II, he lost connection to the church in Malaysia.
那当中我们教会也没有工人过去这个协助圣工。
And no church worker was sent to his area to help.
所以这个婆纳亚执事就一个人来发展这个福音。
So Deacon Tonaya just by himself preached gospel there.
那现在真耶稣教团有25间教会。
So the True Jesus Church Mission now has about 25 some churches.
大概分布在三个地区。
They were spread in three areas.
那我们目前都有在联系。
So now we have reconnect to all these churches.
啊，我们的目标啊，就是能够在真道上归于一。
So our goal is that we can reunite with them in the truth.
啊，因为他们还有一些传统的观念。
Because they carry some traditions.
啊，过去因为没有传道人牧养，所以他们也不求圣灵。
For example, because of lack of the pastoring of our minister, so right now they don't pray for Holy Spirit.
那有一次我们传道人去的时候
Once we sent a minister to there.
啊，因为他们的灵恩会是所有的教会要集中在一起，叫做一夜节。
Also, the way they contact spiritual convocations, all church gather together and they call that Passover.
啊，然后他们就办圣餐也用几个饼。
And they, when they conduct Holy Communion, they use several bread.
那现在我们有跟他们说，这个圣经讲的是一个饼。
Now we tell them, the Bible teaches us, when we have Holy Communion, it just should be just one bread.
啊，人多还是一个饼。
Even though we have a lot of people, we still make one bread.
所以他们现在就是一个饼。
So now they change it to one bread.
哦，那他们。现在有求圣灵了。
Now, they also start praying for Holy Spirit.
那感谢主，最近也有好几位得到圣灵。
We thank God and some of the members receive Holy Spirit.
所以教会啊还是要牧养。
So, church really require a pastoring.
那在真道跟组织上要建立制度。
And furthermore, the organization needs to be established too.
那我们印度还有一个系统的是真耶稣教会。
Another system in India is actually called True Jesus Church.
啊，是1969年再进去的。
And this area was spread in the year of 1969.
那时候有两个，这个一个亚伯拉罕，一个撒母耳执事。
At the time,
得到道理，在新加坡受训之后，再回去建立教会。
At the time, there are two Indian deacons, one called Abraham, the other called Samuel, and they received truth. In Malaysia, and then they went back to India.
那当时这个新加坡陈业亮执事也进去好几次。
Sorry, they received truth in Singapore, and then also Deacon John Chen in Singapore went with them to preach.
哦，不过感谢主，印度啊，我们现在有成立联络处。
We thank God that in church we have established a coordination center.
啊，相信不久应该可以成立总会。
We believe in the future we can establish General Assembly there.
然后让他们可以自立自养自传。
So that they will be well established, they can support themselves financially, and they can arrange sacred work and preach.
我们现在也训练有三个传道人。
Currently, we also train three ministers.
还有五个神学生。
And we also have five theological seminar students.
将来这几位都可以帮助当地的圣工。
All these sacred workers can help the sacred work there.
哦，就不用每两个月从马来西亚过去帮忙。
So we don't have to send a worker from Malaysia to help them every 2 months.
因为过去都是租学校在上课。
Before we were whenever we have training, we have to rent a school to conduct our lessons.
印度的学校有的很简陋。
And the school facility was very simple.
那感谢主，最近我们有盖一个训练中心。
We thank the Lord. Recently, we built a training center in India.
那这个训练中心呢、啊，也可以给他们有一个很好的场地。
And the training facility has provided a good place for them to stay.
啊，印度啊，实在是非常热。
India is very hot.
啊，我有几次去啊，都是45度摄氏。
Sometimes when there. The temperature was 45 degree centigrade.
那有时候我们要去访问这个真耶稣教团。
Sometimes we have to visit the True Jesus Church missions.
啊，因为白天热啊，所以就用晚上搭火车。
In daytime it was so hot, so we have to travel in the night by train.
啊，但是还是非常的闷。
And it's still very hot and humid.
从下午6点就搭到早上10点才会到那里。
And the train took, we take train at 6 p.m. and they travel all night and reach destination at 10 a.m.
而且当中还要坐车子。
And also we have to travel by car.
不过印度有些信徒生活上是贫穷的。
And the believers in India were very poor.
当然也有一些知识分子生活上就比较这个安定。
Some of them are well educated, so they have their financial condition is better.
我们最近这几期《圣灵月刊》有刊印度教会的介绍。
In the recent article of Holy Spirit magazine, we talk about the church in India.
或许可以让我们了解印度的情况。
So from those magazines, you can better understand the condition of churches in India.
那目前在马来西亚北边，就是泰国。
And next, let's talk about Thailand, which is north of Malaysia.
泰国泰南是马来西亚负责的。
And the southern part of Thailand, the sacred work were held by the churches in Malaysia.
那其他地区就是台湾负责的。
And the other areas, the northern part of Thailand is helped or supported by Taiwan churches.
那现在台湾要协助泰国来发展这个圣工。
Now the Taiwan churches is helping the northern part of Thailand to develop church.
那泰国的教会也算盖得不错。
The churches in or chapel in Thailand is well built.
最近曼谷也买了一间会堂。
Even in the city of Bangkok, we have purchased a chapel.
还有在这个潘甲带，这个会堂也盖得很好。
Another city called Panjadai, we also have built a very good chapel.
因为那个可以成为台北的一个训练中心。
And we are use that chapel as a training center for northern part of Thailand.
另外还有清迈、清莱跟考桥三个地方。
And also, there's three other northern areas we have a sacred work there.
那最近今年我们在那里有发展一个地方，就是泰国的土著叫哈卡，这个阿卡族。
And also, recently we preach gospel to an Aboriginal group people called Aka tribe.
这个阿卡族以前有这个基督教把福音传进去。
Before some other church denomination preach gospel to this tribe.
可是以后因为这个地方生活比较不容易，所以有些传道人都离开了。
However, because of the difficult living condition, the other church missionary left.
所以有些基督徒就没有牧人。
So they have some Christian there, but they don't have a pastor.
所以最近我们从台湾有派两个传道过去。
So recently from Taiwan, we sent two pastors to those tribes.
负责曼谷跟这个阿卡族的开拓工作。
The responsibility of these two pastors is to help the sacred work in the city of Bangkok and also help to pastor the Aka tribe people.
那马来西亚最南端就是新加坡了。
Now the southern tip of Malaysia peninsula is Singapore.
感谢主，新加坡现在有三个教会。
We thank the Lord. Right now in Singapore, we have three churches.
新加坡也在保守中成长。
So the church in Singapore was developed in a very conservative manner.
新加坡的青年也很有使命感。
The youth, True Jesus Church youth in Singapore. Has a sense of missions.
新加坡青年因为他们在语文方面也比较有这方面的恩赐。
And the youth in Singapore are very gifted in languages.
所以有时候他们也有人去协助徽州的圣工。
Sometimes they send people to even to Africa to help sacred work there.
不过他们的责任区域就是在缅甸。
Right now their main responsibility is in 缅甸怎么讲？
米亚马。在1999年的时候。
In the year of 1999.
总会有安排小弟去缅甸看一趟。
GA has arranged me to go to Myanmar to examine the situation there.
那一年。就是进去的时候就是去了解当地的一些情形。
The main purpose there is just try to understand the situation there.
因为我也没有去过缅甸。
Because I never visit Myanmar before.
那一次去的时候。
So in that particular trip.
总会说有一个从纽约移民到仰光的一个炎弟兄在那里，你跟他联络就可以了。
And GA told me there is a brother who has immigrated to from New York area to that city. So call Brother Yan, you just contact him.
那因为我们都不认识的。
Because I don't know him.
不过感谢主，我们在机场啊，大概可以认出大概是谁
了。Thank the Lord, in airport we are able to identify each other.
那他就告诉我。
So he told me.
说缅甸仰光这边有一个聚会点。
He said, 仰光怎么样？In Rangoon, city, there's a place where they we have worship.
因为它是首都。
Because that's the capital of Myanmar.
那因为这个地方是佛教国家。
This country is a Buddhist country.
所以我们在那边聚会是被禁止的。
So it's against government regulation to have a service.
所以现在是不能在那里聚会。
So right now we cannot conduct service there.
所以仰光现在也在找地方。
So in the city of Rangkub, we are find a place to have a meeting.
那他告诉我说，我们的信徒啊，大部分在缅甸的北部。
And Brother Yan also told me most of our believer is in the northern part of Myanmar.
是靠近这个云南的边界。
It's actually close to the province of Yunnan in China.
跟这个印度的交界的地方。
It's in the bordering area between China, India, and Myanmar.
所以我们后来就到缅甸的北部去了。
So we went to the northern part of this country.
那我们到北部的时候。
So when we arrived there.
他问我说，你有没有吃奎林？
He asked me whether I took the medicine of quinine.
我刚开始是听不懂。
Initially, I don't understand what he means.
来这边要吃什么？
I didn't know what medicine I should take.
他说这边有疟疾哦。
Because the reason you need to take this medicine is to prevent against malaria.
蚊虫很多。
It has a lot of mosquitoes.
所以一定要吃奎林。
So you need to take this medicine.
所以后来他有带，我是没有带。
So he prepared this medicine for me.
所以他的就给我吃了。
So he gave his portion to me.
不过缅甸真的是蚊虫很多。
The country of Myanmar has a lot of mosquitoes.
因为我第一次去都不知道要带什么东西。
It was my first trip. I didn't know what to bring.
我只带随身的衣物跟圣经赞美诗而已。
So I just bring a simple luggage with Bible and hymn book.
哇，到那边才知道说这个地方怎么好像时光倒退三四十年。
But when I arrived there, it's like the time has moved back for three or four decades.
我们来到教会的时候
，So when we arrive at church，
因为那个飞机是从仰光飞到北部的一个乡村的机场。
So the airplane is flying from the capital to a northern village。
那这个要到这个机场之前一站叫做瓦城。
Before they arrived at airport, there is a city called Wa Chen.
那这个瓦城这个缅甸的人就称它叫满德勒。
Myanmar people call the city called Mandarin.
从这个地方搭车一天就可以到中国。
From that city, if you take a car, about one day ride, you can reach China.
所以这个曼德勒都是中国人。
So in the city of Mandarin, there are many Chinese.
但是我们的福音却是传给当地的土著。
Yet our gospel was spread to preach to the Aboriginal people.
所以我们又要再搭飞机到在北部。
So we have to take another airplane to further north.
那个乡村叫做格瑞。
And this village is called Garay.
那这个飞机。停下来的时候
，When the airplane landed，
我才发现说这个不像飞机场。
I noticed it's not like an airport。
哦，好像养鸡场一样，全部都篱笆围起来的。
It's like it's a chicken farm. It's not like an airport。
哦，只有飞机的跑道是一条路可以看到而已。
And there's only like one landing strip.
那个什么出入境啊，什么都是木板定的房子，非常非常简陋。
And even the immigration office is like made of wood. It's a very simple house.
那个行李也不是说什么回转盘，是从飞机的肚子掉下来自己去拿。
And then the luggage they just throw from the airplane, you just pick up by yourself.
啊，那我们就拖了行李就放在旅社了，因为教会不能住。
And so we have to put our luggage in hotel. There is no place to stay in the church.
啊，然后就去教会聚会，因为那天刚好安息日。
So we went to the church to observe Sabbath. It happens to be a Sabbath day.
哦，那他们很喜欢唱诗。
And the believers there love to sing hymn.
哦，没有钢琴、风琴，他们是打鼓的啦。
And there is no piano or organ. It's basically just they use drums.
哦，有青年就是弹吉他了。
And then as a youth can play guitar.
啊，他们只是这样唱诗而已。
And that's the way they sing hymn.
啊，不过他们是很，也是蛮虔诚追求的。
And they were actually they were very devoted seekers.
啊，我们在那边有跟他们上课两个礼拜。
So we give them training for about 2 weeks.
啊，他们有些都要坐车7个小时、12个小时，从很深山的地方出来。
Some of the believers actually took about 7 or even 12 hours ride.
因为他们
from remote area.
没有通信的。
There's no communication there.
哦，都是要有工人进去告诉他们。
And so someone has to travel, go to that village.Personally, to tell them the news.
那我们当中有访问几个地方。
So, we visit a couple places there.
啊，有一个当比拉。
A place called 当比拉。
啊，有一个纳吉宫。
Another place called 纳吉宫。
还有一个宾德乌。
Another called 宾德乌。
哦，还有一个萨甘基，这个不能进去的。
And these some area we cannot enter.
啊，萨甘基为什么不能进去
？Why we cannot enter this place？
因为它这个内陆的地方哦，很多都是游击队。
Because those area is filled with guerrillas.
它政府是为了保护外国人哦，所以它不准你进去。
So the government tried to protect the safety of foreigners, so they prohibit people visit those areas.
但是当地的信徒啊，是很希望我们去。
But the local believer there really like to us to visit them.
那有一次啊，啊，他们因为进去的说要谈条件的。
Once we enter those area, we have to satisfy certain conditions.
啊，有时候要给缅币10,000块。
We have to negotiate with the people there to like pay 10,000 Myanmar dollars for them.
哦，缅币10,000块差不多我们美金哦，啊，差不多。25块左右了。
It's actually about like $25.
哦，就是说要给他钱了。
You have to give them money to enter those areas.
哦，就是一个手续费。
It's like consider a certain fee you have to pay.
啊，平常也不能进去的。
Most of time we cannot enter those areas.
有一次，啊，我们有工人进去了。
Once we have a worker went this area.
有一个老姐妹啊，从这个床铺上坐起来。
An old sister, sit up from her bed.
啊，她就讲了一句话。
And she said this.
她说啊，你们真耶稣教会忘记我们。
She said, "You true Jesus Church has forgotten us."
主耶稣啊，没有忘记我们。
But Jesus did not forget us.
哇，这个听起来实在是很难过。
When we heard this, we feel sad.
他说哦，真耶稣教会忘记我们。
Because she said, "True Jesus Church has forgotten them."
主耶稣没有忘记我们。
Jesus did not.
其实我们是很想进去看他们。
Actually, we really like to visit them.
可是没有办法。
But we cannot enter those area.
因为那个地方是相当不方便的交通。
Because the transportation there is very, very inconvenient.
而且政府是禁止的。
And furthermore, the government prohibits foreigner to enter those areas.
哦，但是他讲主耶稣没有忘记我们，真的是没有错。
But we thank God, and she said, Lord Jesus did not forget them.
啊，我们要跟神啊建立关系。
So we really need to establish a relationship with God.
啊，当然教会的牧养啊也能够落实，这是重要的。
Of course, the church should try her best to help the people.
啊，后来我连续去了4-5次。
So since then I have visited those areas 4 or 5 times.
啊，我才知道说到缅甸要带什么东西。
And then I understand what are the necessities I must carry with me.
哦，到缅甸要带蚊帐。
First, you must carry a mosquito net with you.
也要带手电筒。
And also a flashlight.
啊，最好也带个口罩。
And it would be best that you can bring some facial mask.
因为有些地方
mouth mask
要访问啊，沿途啊灰尘很多。
Because the road is dirt road, it's a field of dirt.
啊，新加坡有一个青年啊，有一次跟我去的时候。
A youth from Singapore once went with me.
啊，他跟我说。
He said this to me.
我们新加坡哦，有钱买不到蚊帐呢。
He said, in Singapore, even you have money, you cannot find any mosquito net.
啊，这边的人是没有钱买蚊帐。
But here, in Myanmar, people, need mosquito net, but they don't have money.
哎，说起来也是事实啦。
This is a fact.
因为他们这个土著的地区啊，是很偏远贫穷。
Because, the people, in the Aboriginal, they live in a very remote country, and they were very poor.
啊，他们一天是吃两餐。
Every day they just eat two meals.
所以如果想减肥的人哦，可以到那里去。
So if you want to lose weight, you can go there.
啊，我问他们说为什么不吃三餐
？I said, why don't you eat three meals?
他说哈，他们是第一餐跟第二餐了，第一餐是十点到十一点。
They say they only have two meals. The first meal is 10 at 10 a.m.
第二餐是5点到6点。
The second meal is 5 p.m., 5 to 6 p.m.
那因为那个地方都没有电了。
There's no electricity there.
所以我到缅甸才发现说，原来世界上有一个国家叫缅甸。
So when I...
都不用电的。
The first time I visited there, and I realized the country really don't have electricity power.
哦，仰光还有啦。
哦、the city, the capital has electrical power.
但是我记得我第一次去仰光聚会是用发电机啊。
But I found out they actually use electric generator there.
哦，所以那个电灯都会闪。
So the light was not stable. The
啊，我们到北部那边去的时候，那个信徒还有带慕道者聚会哦，他们是用煤油灯。
So but when we went to north, when we have service there, they use kerosene.
哦，所以、okay. 啊，缅甸也是一个很特殊的地区啦。
So it's a very special area.
啊，那我们也希望能够为他们祷告。
We should pray for the sacred work and the believer there.
哦，新加坡现在都有去帮忙宗教教育。
Now Singapore Church regularly send people to help the religious education there.
啊，那感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
那我们现在在比较南部就是印尼了哦。
Now let's talk about church in Indonesia.
啊，印尼的地方哦。
In country of Indonesia.
啊，其实它很特殊的环境。
It's a very unique area.
啊，我们的教会大部分都在爪哇岛。
Most of our Chuji Church is in the island of Java.
它刚开始是福建啊，有一个萧斯提王执事把福音传进去的。
The first person who preached gospel to that area is from Fujian province of China. It's called Deacon Stephen Xiao.
哦，那印尼比较特殊，它就是有个迦南学校。
One special thing about Chuji Church there is they established a school called the school of canon.
哦，但是在这个地方啊，啊，这个教会算是保守的。
And the church are very conservative there.
啊，所以啊，这个印尼的教会有三十多间。
There are about 30 some churches there.
那信徒啊，有五千多人。
About 5,000 believers.
啊，因为他们对传道工人的训练啊比较慢。
They are slow in terms of training sacred workers.
所以过去教会几乎没有传道。
So in the past, they don't have a full-time ministers.
啊，都是长职在负责。
So mostly, it's like the church service conducted by elder and deacons.
啊，有一次我到马城教会的时候。
Once I went to the city of 马城。
啊，有一个执事告诉我。
A deacon told me.
说我们这个地方哦，25年没有传道。
He said, in last 25 years, we don't have a full-time minister.
但是他们的信徒啊，五六百人。
Yet, they have about 500 to 600 believers.
啊，那上个月啊，我到印尼，就是跟他们到比较内陆的地方。
So last month I went with them to a more like an inland area, Indonesia.
啊，要开车啊，开12个钟头。
Take about a 12-hour drive.
才能够到一个叫 Dewa 的教会。
To arrive at a church called Dewa.
啊，那个路很难走。
The road was bumpy.
啊，有人说这一条路是按摩的路。
Some people joke this is a road you can have massage.
哦，因为你坐上这个车子哈，开始到开车一直开就全身都按摩。
Because when you're on the car, the road is very bumpy. It's like giving you a massage.
哦，因为晃过来晃过去的。
And it's not a smooth ride.
啊，我们在那里面有两个教会。
And so in those areas, we have two churches.
啊，是因为有一个信徒啊，做木材生意啦，把福音传进去的。
Because one believer who is in business of buying and selling wood, and he spread the gospel to those areas.
啊，那最近在苏门答腊哦，也有聚会点。
And we also have a worship point in another place.
啊，还有这个苏拉维西哦，也有一个教会。
And also in a place called Sulawesi, we have a church.
哦，那我们教会在东南亚这个地方。
东南亚啊。So Trujillo Church in the Southeast Asia area.
它有它特殊的环境。
Has its unique environment.
啊，其实神都不断在带领。
And God is continuously guiding these churches.
那另外像纽澳地区啊。
And also in the area of New Zealand and Australia.
啊，因为也是移民的国家。
Because these two countries are immigration countries.
啊，所以啊，这个因为移民的关系，所以建立教会。
Because of many immigrant, Chinese immigrant, and so churches were established there.
哦，澳洲现在有四个教会。
In Australia, we have 4 churches.
啊，他们要开拓斐济跟达尔文。
They even want to preach gospel to the Fiji Islands.
啊，只有一个传道者。
And there's only one full-time minister there.
哦，有一次我到达尔文的时候。
Once I went to a place called Darwin.
啊，那边的负责人说，哦，我们要洗礼，哦，要去找这个河流，哦，没有鳄鱼的地方。
The board member told me, in order to have water baptism, we must find a river where there's no alligator.
我说，哎，这个地方怎么那么严重？
How come it's so this is the condition?
他说你要知道，全世界鳄鱼最多的地方就是达尔文。
He said, you need to know that the alligator is has the highest concentration in those areas.
哦，但是它的河流啊，政府都会有那个铁栏杆哦围起来了。
The government actually build fences on the side of river.
好，那围起来一方面是保护，一方面就是说有些人可以在那里游泳。
Okay. Sometimes they use fence to establish a protected area. People can swim there.
那我们就是找这个比较安全的地方。可以洗礼。
So we have to search for a safe place to have water baptism.
好，那我们达尔文也是从东帝汶传过来的。
The place of Darwin's actually was preached from another place called Dong Di Wen.
哦，那这个也是很奇妙。
It's a miraculous work.
啊，因为在墨尔本啊，有一个慕道者。
Because in Melbourne, there is a true seeker.
啊，他后来信主了。
And he believed in the Lord.
啊，就是郑弟兄。
And his name is called Brother Zen.
啊，他是天主教徒。
He was a Catholic believer.
他到超级市场去买东西啊，就随便拿一份《世界日报》。
One day he went to supermarket to shop, and then he just bought a newspaper.
啊，然后看到我们教会在布道会。
And then a newspaper carry advertisement from our church.
啊，他就来听了。
And so he came to seek truth in our church.
啊，听了以后觉得很感动。
So when he listened to the truth, he was greatly touched.
第二天布道会哦，带他家里的人哦，20几个来听道理。
And the second day of evangelical service, he took his entire family, 20-some people, to the meeting.
哦，结果他家里的人好几个得圣灵。
So many of his family members received Holy Spirit.
所以后来就从这个墨尔本又传回去达尔文。
So then he brought the truth back to Darwin.
啊，他们本来是东帝汶的人。
And originally they belong to a place called
Dong Timor. 所以这个神要把福音传开很奇妙。
East Timor, sorry, East Timor.
那神就是这样带领的。
This is the guidance of the Lord.
那纽西兰我们就是两个会，两个教会。
And New Zealand, we have two churches.
那我们在美国这边现在就是要协助中南美洲。
In the United States, our responsibility is to help the sacred work in the South American countries.
那英国的地方我们就是要帮助惠州。
And the UK churches is responsible for helping churches in Africa.
那我们英国的信徒大部分都是从香港亚洲过去的。
And most of the believers in UK were immigrated from Hong Kong.
那现在在英国也有八个教会。
Now in UK we have eight churches.
他们有六个传道。
And there are six full-time ministers.
他们一个传道要到徽州帮助两个月。
So each minister needs to go to Africa for 2 months in a year.
所以我们教会这样推动圣工有它的用意。
So this is the way we promote the church sacred work.
因为我们教会是联络整齐的。
Our church are well connected together.
所以虽然有联总，其实是协调这个圣工而已。
And the purpose of international assembly simply coordinate all the church's works.
那我们为了推动这个圣工。
In order to advance sacred work,
我们当然要培养人才。
We need to train more workers.
所以要有传道工人的训练。
So we need to train the full-time ministers.
那我们要着重这个福音本土化。
We also want to train more native workers.
那因为工人不够。
We lack workers.
就像主耶稣说的。
Just like what Jesus said.
庄稼多，工人少。
The harvest is many, but the plentiful, but there are few workers.
所以我们最近在新加坡举办第一届这个志工训练班。
So recently in Singapore, we held the first volunteer training workshop.
就是说你有业余的时间可以帮助圣工，你可以参与。
So as a lay person, we have a desire to serve the Lord, we can participate that training.
但是我们有相关的课程上的学习。
Still, we need to receive certain amount of training.
那第二届就在澳洲举办了。
And the second volunteer workshop was conducted in Australia.
因为他要帮助这个达尔文跟斐济。
Because they want to help the sacred work in Darwin and Fiji.
那第三届我们就在印尼办过，上个月。
And the third one was held recently in Indonesia.
那下个月我们就是在沙巴。
And next month we'll go to Sabah.
那再来就是要在台湾跟马来西亚。
And next we'll do it in Taiwan and Malaysia.
那今年年初在英国伦敦有办志工训练，就是帮助徽州的。
And early this year in UK, we also conducted a training for a volunteer to help Africa sacred work.
那非常感谢主的带领。
I thank for the guidance of the Lord.
我们最近美国总会有做这个 IMP 有做网络宣道工作。
The United States General Assembly has done a lot of work in the internet gospel preaching.
因为它也是福音先锋。
This is also considered a pioneer work.
能够把福音的触角延伸到各个地方。
Through internet, we can bring the gospel to all the places.
所以最近刚果有一群基督徒跟我们教会接触。
So because of the internet, a group of people in Congo contacted us.
我们之前以为他们是要来要钱的。
Before we thought they only want to seek for money.
所以我们都不理他。
So we did not reply their request.
我们就是保持用道理方面的栽培跟进。
So we only send them literature.
金钱方面的我们就不考虑。
But we do refuse to send money to them.
那结果这样联系了一两年。
So in this manner, we communicate with them for two years.
感谢主，上个月就受洗206个人。
We thank the Lord. Last month, 200 some people were baptized.
所以我们今年在刚果也成立了教会。
So this year, we established a church in Congo.
啊，他们是从这个网路来找到真道的。
This group of people found the truth through internet.
那我们最近也从尼泊尔有接到这个信息。
Recently we also received some requests from Nepal.
啊，所以我们也派人去了两个梯次。
So we also sent two groups people there.
啊，所以将来这个福音工作。
So we can see in the future.
哦，这个网路宣道也是一个很重要的一环。
Evangelism through internet is a very important area.
哦，所以我们也需要更多的志工。
So we need more volunteers.
也需要更多的祷告。
And more prayers.
还有就是我们最近啊，这个连总有发一个公文。
Recently, IA has this letter.
啊，就是我们各地呀、啊，啊，有这个福音开拓的需要。
The letter says, there's a need to develop evangelical work in all areas.
啊，所以有提到就是说，啊，世界先到，人人有责。
And so, preaching the gospel to the world, everybody is responsible.
啊，那一个小钱一条灵魂。
一个什么？
一个小钱。
Okay, one small penny can save a soul.
啊，比如说我们在美国。
For example, in United States.
那你一天哦，如果为世界先道奉献一块。
Suppose you offer $1 for the world evangelism each day.
就是说你一年哦，能够为世界先道奉献365块。
That is a year $365.
那一年奉献365块。
So one year $365.
当然你也可以一次奉献。
You can also offer one time.
但是我们的希望是说，你每天奉献一块，每天为这个圣工祷告30分钟。
So our hope is that you every day you offer $1 and you also pray the sacred work for 30 minutes.
那一块钱，我们如果能够这样做
，So if we can do it in this manner.
我们如果说美国有2500个信徒
，Suppose United States we have 2500 believers.
那2500个信徒，我们如果说500个会赚钱的
，say among 2500 there are 500 people who can who have an income。
哦，那我们一年啊也有18万多。
So in this way, each year we can raise about 180,000。
哦，可以帮助一些开拓地区圣工的需要。
And this we can really the money can be used to help to develop sacred work in many areas.
比如说我们现在在帮助中南美洲的地方。
For example, right now we are helping the South Africa, South American countries.
那这个都是集合弟兄姐妹的力量。
This require the help and support from all brothers and sisters.
所以当我们举目向田观看的时候。
So as we lift our eyes and look at the field.
其实每个地方每个人的心都是一块田地。
Every place, the heart of man is like a field.
啊，只要你有心去啊做的话
，If you have a heart to work for God,
啊，神会在你的心里来动这个善工
，and God will work in your heart.
啊，就像这个缅甸
，just like Myanmar,
它本来是一个封闭的国家
，it was a closed country.
是没有人可以进去的。
No one was allowed to enter.
可是神就安排这个一个弟兄，新加坡的弟兄，他在大使馆工作。
But God arranged a brother from Singapore. He worked in an embassy.
因为之前有6个基督徒写信给我们。
Before there were 6 Christians who wrote to us.
因为他从一本基督教杂志，他的书名叫做《守安息日的人》。
Because they found from a literature called Sabbath Keeping Churches.
那结果在里面哦，当中有介绍犹太人怎么守安息日，里面也有介绍真耶稣教会。
So in that book, it talk about how the Jew observe Sabbath, but they also introduce True Jesus Church.
那结果很奇妙的，他们就因为这样来找到真耶稣教会。
And miraculously, because of that article, they found True Jesus Church.
哦，但是主耶稣就开了这个门。
And so, Lord Jesus opened this door for us.
虽然是封闭的
，even though it's a closed country.
但是因为新加坡有个弟兄在大使馆工作
，because a Singapore brother who worked in an embassy.
所以就不受限制。
So he was not restricted.
他就跟这六个人联络。
So he contact these 6 people.
然后就邀请他们来家庭聚会。
So he invited them to attend family service.
那是1987年的时候。
This was in the year of 1987.
那到了1990年。
And when it was in 1990.
才正式接触。
And then there was a formal contact.
那以后陆续在仰光开布道会。
And then later we have an evangelical service in the capital city of Rangku.
那最近才能够到北部的地方。
And only recently we are allowed to visit places in north.
所以神都有在带领。
So these are all the guidance of God.
只要我们同心合意。
As long as we can be united in one heart.
就像腓立比书第一章第五节所讲的。
Just like what the book of Philippians chapter 1 verse 5 says.
我们能够同心合意来兴旺福音。
That in one heart, one mind, we work together for the truth.
那相信神必定在我们心里会动这个善工。
And I believe that God will work mightily in our heart.
无论在美国或者其他地方。
So whether we are in the United States or in other places.
愿主耶稣来带领我们。
We pray that the Lord will guide us.
我们来唱诗。